was supposed to be our Independence Weekend. But I don't know about you, but it didn't feel right. But, I mean, it is part of it. We're still celebrating it. But there were some things off for me. Just for me. Just how we are as a country right now. So just we need to continue to pray for our country. That's what we need to do. But I also know that there are some things that, as I watched a few fireworks and seen something on TV and they were doing their thing, and just kind of reminded me that even everything on earth is temporal. It's only here. We're only here for a short while, or it's only going to be here for a short while. But I know this, that there is a part that God breathed a living spirit into us. We are to live everlasting and forever. And God's stuff is eternal, where the world is temporal. And we need to keep that in our minds. Anybody ever like to go to big parties? Big banquets? We get invited to big banquets and big parties, and sometimes I don't like to go to those. And the reason you don't like to go to those is because it's not something that interests you yet. But I'm telling you this, God is going to throw a banquet, and you're going to want to be at that one. We're going to talk about that today. So you may not have found a party you want to go to, but that one, you're going to want to be there. You're going to want to be there. You're going to want to be there because there are people there that have preceded you, either it's preceded you in death, that have died in the past, and there are some of your family members that know the Lord. And so Jesus, I'm going to be in Luke chapter 14, and Jesus is going to speak about a parable to explain some things to some people. And he's going to use this banquet, this piece about a banquet. And it starts about verse 15. And but it's always nice to be invited to a banquet. It's always nice to be invited to something. Sometimes we are not invited and we wonder why we weren't invited. And then we get upset because we weren't invited. Let's pick it up in Luke chapter 14. Verse 15. Now when one of those who sat at the table with him, that being Jesus, heard these things, he said to him, "Blessed is he who shall eat bread in the kingdom of God." And then Jesus said to him, "A certain man gave a great supper and invited many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to those who were invited, 'Come, for all things are now ready.' But they all, with one accord, began to make excuses. The first said to him, 'I have bought a piece of ground, and I must go and see. I asked you to have me excused.' And another said, 'I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I am going to test them, and I ask you to have me excused.' In verse 20, still another said, 'I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come.' So that servant came and reported these things to his master. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to the servant, 'Go quickly into the streets and the lanes of the city and bring in here the poor and the maimed and the lame and the blind.' And the servant said, 'Master, it is done as you commanded, and still there is room.' Then the master said to the servant, 'Go out to the highways and the hedges of the byways and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say to you that none of those who were invited shall taste my supper.' Father, Lord, as we begin to break into your word today, we pray that it will open up our hearts and open up our eyes, Lord, and our ears, that we might obtain the spiritual wisdom and knowledge that it is a spiritual food to us, so we may grow in our walk with you and grow as a Christian. We pray, Father, again, your spirit may be upon us this morning, for we ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. The certain man is the Lord. The Lord is making this great invitation for people to be a part of this banquet, and there is a prepping part of the banquet. Now, in the Jewish culture, then when you do an invite, there's two parts to the invite. One's the invite. The second is you get another invitation. You get an invitation saying that it's the invitation, and then the second part of it is it's ready. Okay? And here he's saying the invite has been out, and it is ready. And so he begins to share it out, and he sends out his servants. And they're supposed to go out there and get with people. They're supposed to go out and get with people. And this is about sharing the gospel. This is a lot about sharing the gospel. But it says they had excuses. They had a lot of excuses. How many of you share the gospel and someone came up with all kinds of excuses? It happens. There's a lot of people that come up with a lot of different excuses. There's a lot of excuses that people come up with for not coming and wanting a relationship with God, not wanting to be a part of this. This was a very strong piece. It's a very, very strong piece that the Lord is saying, I'm creating a banquet, and it's getting closer. It's getting closer, and you need to be a part of this. Now, the Lord's not going to make you be a part of it. It's just not going to make you be a part of it. You see, this banquet's going to happen in the future. It's been prophesied. It's going to happen whether you think so or not, whether the world believes so or not. It is more real than what's real as us standing here today. You need to understand when things are said in heaven, things are said by the Son of God, Jesus Christ, it's more real than your life. It is a fact. It is a fact. It is something that is going to happen. It is something that you cannot press back. It's not something that you can say that I'm going to do it on my terms. No, this is an invitation for a person who needs to come to Christ. It's an invitation for those who are Christians to go out and share and to invite others to be a part of this, because we as believers should know that it is an important thing. You see, we're preparing for things in our life right here. The Bible keeps telling us, Jesus keeps telling us, store up treasures in heaven, not here. That's not the message today, but don't store them up here. It doesn't mean God doesn't want you to enjoy life, but he wants you to keep your eye more focused on the eternal life than the temporal life. Because most of you are just like me, you're getting older every day. Your body's not working the way you want it to every day. But I want to tell you, eternal, it continues to go. And there's a banquet, and it's a good banquet. And he's telling people to invite them, and they come up with all kinds of things. I got married. I got a house. I got this one here says oxen. This would be, I got a new car. So we don't use the oxen today. But the concept is still the same. And he made it come back and report. I've invited them, but they're not coming. Now, how many of you have shared the gospel or invited people into the church or whatever, and they don't come, and you keep doing that? And you went to Christ, and you said, Lord, I'm doing my part. I'm trying to invite people. I'm trying to go, and I'm trying to share the gospel with people. But most of us are not doing that. Just to be honest, if we were doing that, all churches would be full. Because even if the two or three that you invited, they may not come, but somebody else's would. Okay? You know, when somebody comes into the church, it shouldn't always be, who's that person, who's that person, who's that person? And it should be, hey, who did you bring today? Just saying. But there's a great invite in this banquet, and this banquet is a RSVP. Now, that's a French word, what it means. I just don't know how to ramble that off, but it means basically reserve, please. So it's an RSVP. They need to know you're coming. How do you know? How do they know that you're coming? It's when you come on and you have a relationship with Jesus Christ. Your name is written on the guest list, which is the Lamb's Book of Life. And your name is written on that list, and you're part of that banquet. And that's the only way to be a part of the banquet, because that is for the believers. And believe me, the banquet's going to happen. I just feel like today some of you just don't think that banquet's going to happen. That banquet is going to happen. It's scattered all through. I mean, just think, what are we going to eat? What are we going to do? Listen, manna fell from heaven. They're going to eat. It's going to be a banquet. And at the center of that banquet is the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Son of God. And he says, there's going to be a banquet. And he tells them, a servant comes back and says, they're not coming. And the Bible tells us that he says here in verse 21, he began to become angry. Because, you know, a banquet costs a lot of money. This banquet cost the Lord Jesus Christ his life. It cost him his life. He paid for this banquet with his life. And there's an invite, and people are coming up with all kinds of excuses not to be a part of the banquet, not to have a relationship with him. You see, you don't get invited to things you don't know, people you don't know. This is an invitation to people who know Christ. This is people who know Christ is going to be at the banquet. But again, to become angry. Then he tells them to go out there, and he says, go out quickly into the streets. And he tells them to get anybody and everybody, share it, invite anybody now, everybody. Invite everybody. And then he turns around and tells them, I want you to compel them to come in. Which means I want you to, not just invite, I want you to sit there and I want you to tell them why they need to be a part of it. I want you to tell them what's so important about it. So many of us, I know I'm going to be there, so I don't care about, I'm not really concerned about anybody else. I know I'm going to make it. I know I'm going to be there. Well, if you know you're going to be there, you should be so excited that you want to share it with other people. I don't know how big that table is going to be, but it's going to be a big one. And you'll be able to hear everything. It's just the way it's laid out, it's an amazing piece. But people kept coming up with all kinds of excuses. The Lord says you got to compel them because he wants the house full. You ever had a Thanksgiving dinner and you had the table laid out and there was two seats empty and you're thinking, well, Uncle Joe and my son didn't make it. So you have this dinner table and you can't help but be looking at the empty seat or the empty seats because they had something better else to do. Not saying that they weren't at another dinner sometimes, but you have some of those family members that just don't like to be a part of nothing. I'm going to tell you this, you know, because I'm going to go because of, you know, the family arguments and the family division. I'm going to tell you, that stuff stops at the house of God. You leave attitude outside the door. You leave all that junk. You can't have attitude. You can't have division. You can't have all that because you walk in there, you're going to be right. You have to be right because you're going to be standing before the Holy of Holies. You're going to a banquet with the Lord himself. Attitudes and sin and stuff, that's all done with. Okay? But we have parties today. We have Thanksgiving and Christmas dinners today, Easter dinners, and there's always somebody that wants to have an attitude or somebody that I wasn't invited because, but there's an extension of how long because you only got so many seats at the table anyway. So there's always some dysfunction when it comes to these banquets. Oh, the cost of the banquet. Well, this banquet's been paid for. You don't have to worry about that. There's enough seats because the Bible says he wants it to be full. He wants it to be full. You might be surprised at the banquet. Who you might see, who you might not see. One is when you share the gospel, they didn't take it, but they down the road, they took it and they listened to someone else and they finally accepted it. You planted the seed. Other times when you share the gospel, they took it, but they took it on an emotional piece, and they never accepted it with their whole heart, and they looked like it, but then they fade off, and there's not going to be there. Took an invitation, kind of, and just threw it, kept it for about a week, put it on the fridge, and threw it in the garbage. But this invitation is a very important invitation. A very important invitation. Because I'm going to tell you, when you walk in, you're going to be, you know, you can just read through Scripture. It's going to be an amazing banquet. I don't know how it's going to be in the details. I don't know how it's going to be. Me and Carla were invited to a banquet in Fort Wayne. It had about 1,200 people in it a few years ago. It was a big fundraising banquet, and we were invited by someone there. And so I wasn't sure. It's like, man, I didn't have to give any information. Is our name going to be on the list? Well, when we walked into the building, there were people standing out there, and they all had these kind of like little clipboards. And when we stepped, when we walked into the building, we weren't in there very long, and they came up to us. I don't know how they knew, but they knew our name. I don't know how they did. They knew our name. And they were doing that, and I was watching. They did that to other people. I don't know if they had earpieces, and somebody was saying, that's John, that's Bill. When they come in, I'm telling you, I've never been to a banquet like this. We get there, and we walk in there, and I'm thinking, okay, I'm a guest. Okay, wow, well, I was like, man, there's a lot of people in here. And they're filling them up, and I'm like, oh, they're filling them up. Man, we're going to get a seat in the back, and I know Amy Grant was going to be there. I really wasn't there for that, but I think, and they're walking. It's just to follow me, Mr. and Mrs. Staten. So we begin to follow. It's like we pass the first empty table. Okay, so we're making it down through the middle. I'm like, okay. And they take us all the way down to the front. The front. Set us there at that table. We sat there at that table, and we were sitting with some of his family members, and we were sitting with the lawyer for that facility, and there was some other board member for that, and we were sitting with the who's. We didn't even know that. And then when the banquet began and all of that, we didn't just hear everything. We saw the whites of the eyes of those who were there. And then when it began to become time to eat, they came in and they did a wonderful job. Next thing I didn't even know that things were coming on and off the table very smooth and very quickly. They were very good at what they did. And in the end, they came around and they thanked us for being a part of it. And we were just guests. They thanked us for being a part of it. People I didn't even know were saying my name and I didn't even know who they were. As amazing as that banquet was, I believe when we get to heaven, it's going to blow that out the door. That we're going to be escorted in. We're going to be escorted in because we are a very important person. You're a VIP. When you come to know Christ, you are a very important person. You've been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ, and you've accepted that gift of salvation. And this banquet, they've been preparing for it for a long time. I'm wondering today if there is a choir, a group of angels that's practicing right now, because it will be good. And giving more time so that the seats may be full, that the house may be full and the seats may be filled up. I'm so thankful that when we get there, that all of our junk is going to be left out the gate. Because you got an attitude and I've got an attitude. We think everything we say is right. We think everybody else is wrong. We think that we have the best ideas. We think that other people have the worst ideas. We're thinking in political realm. I'm telling you, when you get there, it's one house and it's the house of God. And when you get in there, you're going to be ushered in. You're going to thank God that you're there. You're going to thank God that you are a part of the great banquet. You don't want to miss the banquet. You do not want to miss the banquet. My name, I want to tell you this. I know my name's on the list. I know my name's on the list 110%. How do I know that? Because at the age of 12, I gave my heart to Christ and I followed Him and continue to have a relationship with Him through the goods and the bads, the goods and the bads. And He's been faithful. And this whole thing is, I know that because of the promises of God. I'm on the list. I am a VIP. My ticket's been paid for. There's a seat for me when I get to heaven. And I want to tell you something. When I get there, I'm going to be looking down there. I'm going to say, where's my father? My earthly father. Because I know he's there. And I know there's some other ones that are there. They're going to be part of that banquet as well. Don't get yourself all wrapped up into what's going here. Have a decent time with whatever the Lord gives you. And don't be a big complainer. Just do whatever. Live the life that God's given to you. Live it to the fullest. But I'm telling you, be more ready for eternal things. Because those are the things that matter. Stop looking at your own life and start looking at those who you know that are not part of the banquet, that are not believe. They may believe in Christ, but they don't have a relationship with Christ. Their name is not in that on the name, the Lamb's Book of Life. And you can only get that when you believe in who Christ is, but not just believing, but receiving it. You got to ask Him to come into your life. And when you do that, listen, you got to start inviting people to certain things. You got to start sharing the gospel. You got to start sharing your testimony, what God has brought you through. This is not just about you. This is about everybody. It didn't just stop at one invitation, or it just didn't stop at my invitation. To me, it's continuing, but He said He wants His house to be full. To be full. We got to start sharing. Listen, the fear of a church growth, the fear of a ministry growth, is that people get too inwardly focused and not enough outwardly focused. We have to be a part of sharing the gospel. We have to be a part of sharing that testimony. We have to. Because why? Because those who are not part of it, He says they'll never taste any of my supper. They will not taste anything from my banquet. They will not be a part of that banquet. And the invitation is for everyone. How do you know it's for everyone? Because one of the greatest verses in the Bible is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish but have everlasting life. He died for everyone. But we must be about sharing that invitation to others. When's the last time you shared the testimony of what God's done in your life to someone else? Every time you testify, it doesn't mean you don't beat them down because they don't have a relationship with Christ. You don't have to share the cross with them every time. But if you start sharing what's going on in your life, how God's blessing you, people ask you questions, it's an opportunity for you to start being able to talk about things of the Lord. And then there comes that opportunity when the Holy Spirit begins to move through what you're talking about, and He'll shift it over to the story of the cross and the story of the gospel. Then there's an opportunity for that person to accept that invitation. But we're struggling doing any of that today. We're struggling doing that today. So why is that? Why is that? Why are we struggling so much? One, we may not have the invitation ourselves. We may not be a true believer ourselves. We believe in the things of what the Lord does. We believe in the church. We believe in those things, but we not really have that belief in our own spirit and in our own heart. So we're kind of fooling ourselves. We don't have the invitation. We are not truly a part of the family of God. Number two, we're only concerned about ourselves. We're only concerned about ourselves. Listen, it might be hard to talk to a coworker. It may be hard to talk to a neighbor. It may be difficult. It's okay. It's okay. Ask the Lord to give you, Lord, just give me, I just feel like You want me to talk to this person. Just give me that spiritual strength and take a step forward. I'm telling you, when you take one step, God does the rest for you. It's automatic. He just does. And don't ever think, well, I don't know how to do it. Listen, you don't know how to do them things anyway. Those are spiritual things that only God can put those words in your mouth. Only God can change and direct those conversations. If you get too much of yourself in there, you'll mess it up anyway. And you won't mess up sharing your testimony if you do it in the way the Lord wants. If you just trust Him, you won't mess it up. I don't know how to lead someone to Christ. Lord, it'll be fine. Read up a little bit how to share, lead someone to Christ, but your story will be fine. Your testimony, share your testimony. But maybe you have the invitation, and maybe life isn't all about, you know, you're not one of those where everything's about me, but you're letting other things in front of it. You're becoming busier and busier with things, and you're not sharing the gospel. You're not sharing your testimony to other people. I can tell you this, you're not doing it. If you were, I may not see it, but we would see some here. But I would hear it from you because when spiritual things happen, we want to share them with spiritual people. When spiritual and awesome things happen in our life, we want to share them with one another. Amen? Amen? We want to share them with one another. And the part of the invitation is not being the observer, but being the participant. Here's the thing. The excuses were kind of lame, but they were part of life. I'm getting married. I bought some mugs. I'm doing this thing. I'm doing that thing. We're busy too. But did you notice none of these excuses flew? And it says after the excuses that the master got angry. You see, we got things for our kids. They can go to school and get involved with those things. Man, you know what kind of opportunity you have when you go to Upwards or you go to school functions? You got parents there. You got something in common. You got kids. You're one of those van moms. You're picking kids up. You can start sharing testimonies, start to get to know them. But no, we're not doing that. We don't want to jeopardize sharing the testimony at someone at work or someone at the gas station. Gas station is a great place. Drive-through restaurants, I look in the rearview mirror. Now, right now, it's very difficult because there's always lines. But I always look in the rearview mirror. There's nobody behind me. It's an opportunity because they can't go anywhere. They're right there at the window. You just share. You just tell them that God loves you and just do those things and do that. Let me tell you, you're sowing more seed than you think. Because you're sowing more seed than you think. We're getting caught up in everything else. I had to get off the news, Facebook a lot. And my joy of the Lord has returned. I'm telling you, the joy of the Lord has returned. There's something He kicked in with me. Now, I'll skim a few headlines, but I ain't about that junk. I'm praying about it. I have to process it. I talk about it when I have to. But it's not going to be my main thing. My main thing is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, does my heart hurt for this country? Yes, it does. But I need to be found doing the Lord's business. Not just because I'm a pastor, but because I'm a believer. I'm an active believer. Because I already know that I'm invited. I already know I have a nameplate at the banquet. And you know what's really awesome? If you're a believer too, they already know your name. They're waiting for you too. Hebrews tells us there's witnesses. We're surrounded by a cloud of witnesses. People may not know your name here. But you're important up there. And you're not even there yet. Isn't that awesome? You're not even there yet. You know why? Because the Lord's mentioned your name. And the Word says that there's a great celebration when someone comes to Christ. There's a great celebration. They know the names of those who are going to be a part of the banquet. So I have a lot to praise the Lord about today, because I know that I am saved. You know that. You have a lot to praise about being known that just your name is you're going to a banquet. Phil, you just lost your mom last week. Her name, you're going to see her again. That's the promise that we have with the Lord. There's going to be a banquet. And there's not going to be any illnesses or any of that, but you're going to be able to see her as she is in the spirit, with the spiritual body. It's going to be an amazing peace. I'm going to get to see my father, get to see my grandmother, get to see some other people. And I'm very, very excited about it. And also there's some people here that have passed on. I believe I'm going to see Andrew. I'm going to believe Jason. I'm going to see Mike. I'm going to see a lot of people. It's going to be sitting there because I know they're part of this banquet. But I also know that when I get into that banquet, there's going to be some people that I will want to see. And I'm going to wonder, why did I not share the invitation with them? Why did I not share the invitation? Why did I not share testimony in them? Why did I not come up to them? And why do I spend all my time with the same people and not spend some time with some new people? Start working up some new relationships, starting to trust some new people. Why? Because we get fearful, because we've been hurt. Okay, boo-hoo sometimes, right? People stepped on my feet. People cut me before. I got some thick skin now. I got some rhino skin. That thing is about 3 inches thick. And I'm going to love people regardless because I've learned how to love. I've got a lot of cuts on my back, but I want to tell you, it's nothing compared to what Jesus has on His. So if Jesus could do what He did on that old rugged cross and that scourging and that beat down that He got, I'm telling you, the only reason, the way He got there was because it was God's will from that whipping post up to that cross. It's only that God gave Him the physical strength to do it, and it was God's will. That's it, because no man could actually possibly do that. But there was a purpose, and that purpose was a godly purpose. And this banquet is a godly purpose. And I'm just telling you, the Bible tells us that He wants the house full. And there's room today for more to be a part of that banquet. How do you become on the list? You come to the place in your life, you say that I am a sinner. I know that. I am a person who just messes up in my life. I've done bad decisions and made bad choices. I am a sinner. And I understand this, that I need Christ in my life. I understand that He died on that cross for me. He shed His blood for me, for the remission and forgiveness of my sins. I may not understand it all, but this is what I know. I'm lost, and I need to be saved. I'm a sinner, and I need to be worked out. I'm here, but I want to be a part of that, what's going on over there. Lord, show it to me. And people will come, person or people can come around and share the gospel with you and tell you how to take and receive the invitation. An invitation is this. I'm going to hand you a piece of paper. It's going to be an invitation. The only way it becomes yours is if you take it and you reach out and take it. As long as I'm holding the invitation, Christ is sharing the invitation to you, tell that you are invited, and you can look at it all day long. But it's not your, you don't take the invitation until you take it and you receive it. And these tickets are one invitation per person. Not one per family, one per person. One per person. One per person. I'm not being cocky or prideful, but I have mine. And I can't give you mine. Paul said, I wish I could just give my whole life up and I could give it mine to all of my Jewish family, which means the Jewish people. But he knew that couldn't happen because an invitation, his heart was so much for his people. But he knew the invitation, one person. One invitation for one person. You ever go, kids ever have a graduation and see the invites that you passed out and certain people didn't come? And you see all the pictures of the kids, nobody took anything or this and that. See every party and every banquet and every bridal shower and every baby shower and every wedding and every of those things. And even in funerals, there are some people that you know, they may be a perfect list, but they all don't come. Even with this, they all don't come. But Jesus wants them all to come. The Bible says that Jesus came so that all might be saved. So I can't speak for everybody else, but we ought to be able to speak for ourselves. Do I have my invitation and have I received it? And if I received it, am I sharing that invitation? Because once you get that invitation, it's like it grows on you and you got to share it. It just kind of comes right out of your hand into someone else. And you still have your invitation. For I say to you in verse 24, I say to you that none of those men who were invited shall taste my supper. Pretty clear, isn't it? You have it or you don't. Question, if you don't have it today, you can have a chance to get it. We're going to make that available this morning. Number two, if you have it and you're not sharing it, not that you can share your invitation, you have your invitation, but you can share it and invite another. Now maybe you need to be thinking, what's important in my life? You need to get that heart right so that God can use you. And I've always say this, if your name is on the list and you're going to the banquet, but you feel like you're an embarrassment to be there, oh, I just want to sit in the back. I just want to barely get there. I think I'm just barely going to get in. Listen, you have time to fix some things. And you can only get those things right when your life is right and your heart is right with Christ. You're starting this by stepping back. Let me give you an example. You ever have something and someone that you have a long lost, maybe black sheep of the family, we kind of call it that, and you had a reunion and you said, well, look, my goodness, look who just walked in. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah? Y'all been to some family reunions, right? You're like, oh my goodness, I haven't seen them in 10 years. And that person's feeling pretty bad when they're walking up because everybody's like, what, what? And everybody just flocks to that person. They flock to them because they love them and they miss them. But that person is feeling pretty low right now. They just barely did everything they could do to get there. You don't want to be like that. Amen? The way you get it right is getting right with Jesus. It's always the answer. Father, Lord, as we're getting ready to conclude this service, we're opening this up to you, Lord, that your Spirit may move upon the people as your Spirit sees fit. Draw anyone that doesn't have the invitation. Draw anyone that is misusing the invitation. Draw anyone that needs to know in their heart that there is a few people they need to share it with to give them strength. Whatever it may be, may our people, may the people here today get their hearts right with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's go ahead and stand. We're going to open up this altar to you this morning for whatever purpose, whatever reason that you need.